They reinforced one of the cellars underneath the shops, and there were hatches through the cellars so that people could get into this place as a shelter. There'd been bombing on St. Philip's Road previously. My dad decided that he'd put a bed down there for me and make it habitable with all the necessities that we'd need. My granddad had been visiting, and my mum had taken him down to the tram stop on Ettlesall Road, and by doing that she had to pass the ARP depot on the corner of Moore Street. And as she was coming back, one of the chaps there that knew her, because my dad was in the ARP, said, "You better hurry up home, Flo, because there's a purple on," which meant that that was a prior warning prior to an air raid. So she came hurrying up on Moore Street, up Fitzwilliam Street, got to the top step of our house when the first bomb dropped, and it sort of knocked her flying into the house. He would have been based at Moore Street. That's where he would have gone at 7 o'clock, but he didn't get there because he couldn't get out for the bombing. My dad said if I thought there was a bomb dropping, I'd got to put my finger in my mouth to stop it losing your breath, because if there was an explosion, it could take your breath.